While the spill is considered small by DEC standards and cleanup is mostly complete, the Haynes Borough found out 2 days after the fact. That didn't sit well with borough officials.
Well, it's like if you're a lieutenant or a captain and a general comes over and says, hey, did you realize one of your Marines did this?
That's Haynes Borough manager and retired Marine, Dave Sosa.
I've never liked being in that situation, and I didn't like being in that situation now when I made that very clear to Delta Western.
He alerted media to the spill on Thursday and requested Delta Western release a public statement about it. As of about 5 p.m. Thursday, that still hadn't happened. Fuel or toxic spills of any size have to be reported to the DEC. Bob Mattson is an environmental program manager with the Prevention and Emergency Response Division at DEC. Here he is describing the spill that took place April 21st as reported to him by Delta Western.
They had a client of theirs filling up their truck or trailer, and there was an overfill. Actually, they said the hose disconnected during the truck fueling operations and spilled an estimated 100-120 gallons of Jet A.
Jet A fuel is used for airplanes, helicopters, and other turbine engines. It's trucked north to the Alaska interior from the LUTAC dock. It's just one kind of fuel that constitutes the more than 600,000 gallons of fuel that crosses the dock monthly. Mattson says he was told by Delta Western that cleanup began right away and the company notified DEC within about 2 hours. He says that time period for notification is reasonable.
2 hours to spill to land is good. The the regulations would call for as soon, immediately if it's over 55 gallons. But basically how we read that is as soon as you can. So.
But DEC isn't the only entity that's supposed to be notified when a spill occurs.
Are you the only agency that they need to alert when something like this happens of this size?
No. They should have alerted the landowner, which was the borough.
Sosa says he was alerted to the spill by Mattson's office, at which point he contacted Delta Western's main office in Seattle. He said Delta Western agreed the borough was supposed to be notified of the spill.
In order to allow their team to focus on actions on the ground, it's the team in Seattle who is supposed to do all of the other contact, and they failed to touch base with us.
Sosa says on Thursday morning he met with local and executive Delta Western representatives, the Haynes Harbor Master, DEC officials, and the mayor on teleconference about how to deal with response and notifications in the future. Now that the borough knows about the spill, Mattson says borough officials will be included in cleanup and remediation plans.
So now what we typically do is once there's a spill that involves, like a leaser, leasee situation, we just bring them both to the table with us so everyone's informed and the cleanup is to the satisfaction. It meets our regulations and generally that the landowner should be happy.
As for the contamination, Mattson says he gave Delta Western permission to use its own excavator to remove the soil and put it in a bermed, lined area. Mattson says he authorized that because it was forecasted to rain the day of the spill. Removing the soil right away prevented the fuel from being spread deeper or further by the rain. Delta Western and DEC now work together on a plan to store the 14 cubic yards of contaminated soil more securely and make a disposal and remediation plan for it. Mattson says the site and groundwater will also have to be tested to make sure all the contamination was taken care of. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Margaret Friednauer.